Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, wherever you're listening from in this great world of ours, whether it's on the radio, internet, if you're in London, if you're in China, if you're in America, welcome to the show today. Today's show, I'm going to be talking about war. What they're doing with drones are unbelievable. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk a little bit about race today. But I want to talk about it in a different light than most people have touched on it before. Of course, I'm going to talk Thursday night fantasy football for everybody who's playing that. I'm going to do that at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, second hour of the show. So if you haven't got your lineups yet, you need to go get them right now. TheWBShow.com, TheWBShow.com. Get your lineups because I'm going to give you some locks. It's a couple of things that I know is going to happen for sure this weekend, and I'm going to give you these locks to play, all right? So go get your lineups right now so you can adjust your lineups to what I'm about to say. TheWBShow.com, I'll do that at the top of, at the beginning of the first hour or the second hour of the show. I want to start off the show like this, though. I want to talk about President Trump going into North Carolina, South Carolina, to encourage folks. And yesterday, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But of course, Trump being Trump, went down there and did a very Trumpian thing. Did y'all hear this man congratulating people and telling people to have a good time in the recovery of a hurricane? Did y'all hear him talking to the people? Look, don't worry. We're going to be with you no matter what. The government and Trump, we're going to be with you thick and thin. Have fun. Have a good time. Don't worry. Who the hell tells somebody to go have a good time in hurricane recovery? Who would do that? Then he went even farther. Is this your boat? It's not your boat? Well, look at it this way. You got a boat out of the deal. Hey. What? 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 You're telling people to literally have a good time, and the dude who lives there had a boat wash up in his backyard, and you telling him, look on the bright side, you got a boat out of the deal. I guess it goes to that old law that we learned in law school, finders, keepers. Man, man, man. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, man.
it is just, I don't know what he, I don't know what he's thinking when he's talking. It's just like, you realize you, these people lost everything, and you telling them to go have a good time? And you telling this man the boat belongs to him because he washed up in his backyard? Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm convinced Trump does cocaine. I'm convinced. You can't, from him sniffling all through the debates to him having the comments that he has to him being 70-something years old up at 3 o'clock in the morning tweeting, that's all the proof I need. That's all the proof I need. No, cocaine make you stay up. A lot of kids I went to school with, when I went to the white universities, they would do cocaine for finals, and they would do the ADHD medicine, the Ritalin. They wouldn't take it as a pill. They would mash it down and snort it. They said it made them think clearly and be able to stay up. See, me, I'm a typical black person. Man, there's something wrong with all y'all. You crazy as hell putting that stuff up your nose. What is wrong with y'all? I mean, and see, this is why I want to talk about race. It's just some things that are different in each race, right? And see, I'm just going to give you the perspective that I have of literally living with four white males and going to school with white people. And honestly, I was thinking about this whole Kavanaugh situation, right? And it's so much to really open up on this Kavanaugh situation. But let me just talk about race from let me look at race for a second. My white friends just did stuff I never thought about doing, never wanted to do. And quite frankly, I would be like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Why are y'all doing this? Now, I'm going to give you the first thing that in this moment, I should have been like, man, you crazy to be hanging out with these white boys. But I'm still friends with them today. They good people. It's just they do crazy stuff. Okay. What they would literally do. The first weekend we was at school and I met them. You know what the first thing they was trying to do? They wanted to go smoke weed and go cow tipping. Have y'all ever been cow tipping? Now, I'm from Chicago. Ain't no damn cows around Chicago. Only cows around Chicago is a steak on the plate. All right? They wanted to go into a middle of a field and tip over cows in the middle of the night. Who the hell wants to do that? Why would I want to do that? What's the purpose of doing this? Then they was like, well, this is where the shrooms are at, so we need to go ahead and get the shrooms. What the hell is a shroom? They had no idea what it was. It's a mushroom that's a hallucinant that grows in cow manure. They in cow manure collecting mushrooms. Who the hell does that? This is something that white folks will do. This is a white folks thing. Black people ain't trying to do that. They love to cow tip. They walk around school. They got big old things of tobacco in their mouth, dipping tobacco with their little spit jar. Nastiest stuff I ever, man, that stuff was so, only thing I've ever seen nastier than that when I flew to China. I love my Chinese brothers and sisters, but y'all nasty. The bathroom, you couldn't even walk in the bathroom. It was feces on the floor of the bathroom. They just nasty. But they walking around school with the spit jars. And then white universities do stuff that, I remember my first day of law school. I couldn't believe what was going on at the law school. It was alcohol everywhere. Every event we went to, it was alcohol. They had an event in a Catholic church. Guess what they had? They had kegs of beer and alcohol in the church for us to drink. When you walk into the building for the classes, it's kegs of beers all throughout the building. So you can sit in class and get drunk the whole damn time you in class. It's unbelievable. I mean, they just, it's a different, you know, let's do some acid. Let's inhale alcohol. I'm just like, what is wrong with y'all? I mean, like, what's the benefit of this? I don't understand the benefit. And I'm saying this to say this, right? With this Kavanaugh thing, you got to look at this from a different perspective. You can't look at this from just him and a woman perspective. You got to look at it from rich, privileged, white kids with every opportunity in the world and every vice in the world at their fingertips. And the more that I look at this and think about this, I'm almost willing to bet my life what this woman said happened actually did happen. The more I think about this, because I'm just thinking about my friends were grown men doing this. They were 21, 22 years old doing this. Imagine 16 and 17 year old them. We come back. I'm going to tell y'all two stories. These are true stories that happened in law school with my white friends. If you got kids in the room, send your kids out the room. This ain't appropriate for kids. I'm going to tell you that right now. You listen to the WB.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85
65 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, now let me tell you these two stories. Right now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this in a derogatory fashion about white folks. I'm really not, because everybody got their own flavor. My Latino friends do stuff I just wouldn't do. They do some crazy stuff too. I got some Asian friends who do some really crazy stuff that I'd be like, man, what is wrong with you? But literally, I'm trying to unpack this Kavanaugh stuff. And as I'm trying to unpack it and really look at every situation and every little thing of it, I'm sitting here in my mind and I'm thinking, man, I know how crazy my white friends were at 22, 23, 24 years old. Now, at 37, 38, they're not like that no more. They're not out here doing crazy stuff and doing crazy drugs. But at 22, 23, and you in law school, you come from some money, or you're going to make some money eventually, you kind of feel like the world is yours. And so you do dumb stuff. And when I'm looking at this Kavanaugh situation, I kind of look at this and say, well, wait a minute. This was a very, I mean, that high school cost as much as I would have paid to go to undergrad if I had to pay for it. I mean, so it's a very exclusive school with a lot of money, and you got all these privileged kids. Now, the other thing that sticks out to me about this whole Kavanaugh story is their parties always had alcohol. That's underage drinking. That's against the law. They weren't getting arrested for this, though. That's because of money. It's because of money. This point blank, period. You know, even us in law school, the local police wouldn't mess with the law students. We could be drunk on the street. You know, my roommate Craig passed out in the middle of the street, bust his face open. Cops just brought him home. Didn't arrest him for anything. He a law student. Bring him back home. I mean, so so I do understand, you know, why they felt why they could do what they were doing. But let me tell you these two stories that look. I come from a place in Chicago that maybe pound for pound is one of the toughest neighborhoods to grow up in all of the world that's civilized. I come from Inglewood in Chicago. Anybody who knows about Inglewood knows how much violence, drugs, and death and poverty is in that community. Anybody from Chicago can tell you, It's certain people, when they say where they from, you'd be like, oh, I don't even mess with them kind of folks, man. Them folks, they'll cut your throat. It's some areas on the west side of Chicago. It's some areas on the south side of Chicago. It's some areas in the Wild Hundreds. Man, look, you just, hey, it's a different kind of person coming from them neighborhoods. Them the type of people you want to be friends with. Because if you ain't friends with them, you got a problem. And the problem is going to be a problem you don't want to have. Everybody from Chicago and these big urban areas got a little toughness about them, but then it's the other ones that's in the deep heart of the stuff where it's constantly around them. And that's where I come from. So I had seen a lot of things by the time I'm 20 years old and in law school. I had seen a whole lot of stuff. I had seen people murdered in front of me. I knew, look, I can look at the weight of drugs without weighing it and know exactly how much weight is in it and how much the street value was. I knew that before I was 11 years old because it's always around you. It's constantly around you. My uncles, cousins, everybody in the neighborhood, you see it. So you know it. All right. One of my boys who I grew up with, now he was 5 years older than me. He was pimping women when he was 19 years old. I've seen this firsthand growing up where I grew up at. So I say that to say this. The first story is a story that just completely blew my mind. Now, I had seen something like this before, but I had seen it only in a movie. I had never seen it in real life. So I was sitting there, and honestly, I didn't know if I should leave the house or if I should stay in the house. Because part of me was like, oh my God, if somebody come in here, you're the only black person in here, you're going to be the one they blame. The other part of me was like, I ain't never seen this before. I can't believe this is happening in front of me. So my friends like to play this game called euchre. Now, euchre isn't nothing but a form of spades, all right? But spade, you get to call the trump, but they call it euchre. The way our house was set up, right, we had two big screen TVs. Now, they wasn't the flat screens that we got today. You know, they was the floor model kind. We had a Nintendo and something else that played Tiger Woods golf. I forget what it was, which console it was. It might have been a, what was that? I forget what game console it was. We had a Jägermeister machine. We had a refrigerator keg, which is a little refrigerator that's a keg. We had a foosball table. We had a pinball table. And then we had a big table where you could play poker and cards on. So we had a whole routine, right? Our classes started at 9 o'clock in the morning. We would all get up, go to class. We get out of class at 3 o'clock. From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we would study. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we would either go play ball, work out, whatever. 7 to 8, we would go get something to eat. 8 till about 1 in the morning, we just party. Everybody knew our routine, so everybody would come to our house. Our house was like the spot on campus, to the point where the fraternities, the undergrad, everybody was hanging out at our house because we had the party house, even though we was in law school. It's ridiculous. Now think about it. But we're sitting there with some law students who are females. Now, it's 5 of us who live in the house. And, you know, when law students travel, especially the girls, they go out in groups. So, you know, Candy and Renee and JL and all these girls come over, Amy and, you know, Becky and all of them come over. It's about 15 of them. Now, what happens next? Like I said, I didn't know if I should leave or I should stay. But I'm going to tell you, maybe this happened because God knew I was going to have all these true Hollywood stories later on in life, and he was preparing me. When we come back after this commercial break, I'm going to tell you what I saw for the first time at 20 years old in that house. Never seen it before. Not in person. You listen to WB.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
is Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So I was telling y'all, right? It's about 15 of the lost student girls. It's five of us in the house. Right. And so, you know, everybody playing euchre and stuff. And so some kind of way, JL. Now, JL, at the time, was she dating Brett? Her and Brett might not have started dating yet. But JL started getting Candy and the rest of them to start doing shots with her. So they started doing shots of Jägermeister. And then Josh, and God, what was Josh's, it's his wife. Now, I can't even think of this girl's name, but she went to law school with us. Damn, what is this girl's name? I can't think of her name. But Josh and his then girlfriend, his wife now, came over like while we was in the middle of doing shots. So they started doing shots with us. So maybe about 30 minutes passed, right? So Brett's talking to JL, right? And so he comes over to me and he says, and to this day, when I see Brett, we always laugh about this because he comes over to me. He says, I bet you $100 I can get these girls in here to make out. And I said, make out with who? Us? And he was like, no, with each other. And I was like, all of them? He was like, all of them. I was like, get the hell out of here. That's a bet. I was like, you crazy. He goes over and whispers something in JL's ear. JL goes and grabs Josh's girlfriend, now wife, and just starts making out with her in the middle of the floor. Start kissing her, rubbing her. I mean, just it was. I'm like, whoa, what is going on? But the crazy part is she does it with her, and then she goes to every girl in the room and starts doing it. Next thing I know, every girl in the room is kissing on each other. Now, none of the guys are participate, but I'm sitting there and you know, when you had that moment when you sober up and you be like, man, I don't, if somebody come in here, am I going to, I should leave, but I ain't never seen this before. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? Right? So Candy and Amy and Becky start taking each other's shirts off and kissing on each other. Now I'm in there like, whoa, if somebody come in here, my black man, look, Brett was like, what's wrong? I'm having an asthma attack. Josh, who I tell y'all about all the time, Josh lives in California. Josh was like, you have an asthma attack? We didn't even know you had asthma. He's like, come on, I'm going to take you to the doctor. Come on. I was like, no. I just need to go. I need to go myself. You stay here and have fun. No, I'm going to take you to the doctor, man. So he thinking I'm seriously having an asthma attack when I'm not having one. I'm just trying to get out the house. He literally takes me and puts me in his car. We driving down the street. And I'm like, man, stop by the liquor store. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm not having no asthma attack, man. I was like, I'm black. I'm like, Josh, I love y'all. Y'all my boys. I said, but I just got certain rules. Like the same reason when we went to the beach, why I wouldn't go out on the boat. I said, this is the same kind of situation. He's like, well, you said you couldn't go out on the boat because you had something else going on. I said, I did, but I didn't. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm not going to be on the only black guy out on the boat. I said, that story always ends up the same way. Well, everybody else is safe. We don't know what happened to the black guy. I'm not going to be that black guy. I said, so this situation right here, I, as much as I would have loved to stay in the room and just been an observer, if somebody come in this house and this stuff is going on, who you think they going to look at? I'm like, all of y'all come from money. I'm the broke one here, remember? I was like, I ain't got a daddy that is a famous movie producer out in L.A. I don't have Brett's daddy who owns Home Depot and the Atlanta Falcons. I ain't connected like this, man. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to make sure I ain't the one. He pulled over and died laughing. He was like, boy, there's something wrong with you. You think we going to let you? I was like, Josh, I know y'all love me. I was like, but I just, you know, I'm from the streets of Chicago, and I'm looking at this, and I feel like, you know, it's the Blackstone Rangers trying to set up the Gangster Disciples right now. Y'all got me in here looking at this while I ain't paying attention. They come in and bum rush me. Nah, bro, I gotta make sure I'm straight. I got to make sure I'm straight. I mean, I'm not going to be that guy. It always turns out where, you know, hey, you on the boat and this one, had the black guy die? It was only one black guy. We don't know what happened. Hey, look, we've been friends with him all our life, but we don't know what happened. No. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm not going to be that guy. If I see it and it looks a little crazy, unless I know it's another one of me up in there who thinks like me and who will ride and fight with me. If it's one more like me in there, hey, I stay in anything. But if it ain't, man, look. Nope. So that was the first year of law school. Second year of law school. True story. Now, the first year, we had a roommate named Justin. Justin was an L3 when we were L1s. So Justin graduated. So coming into our second year as L2s, we got an L1 who came to live with us named Colin. Now, Colin's father was the district attorney for, Chattanooga County. I think it's Cowanooga County in Cleveland, Ohio. But his father was the head district attorney. Like, he elected into office and everything else. In fact, Colin's father, also one of my other law school people, Ken Blackwell's son, went to law school with me too. And Ken at the time was, I think he was the attorney general or something like that. But anyway, Colin and Ken's son, Rashad, were real cool. And this is how Colin ended up coming to live with us, because we didn't know Colin, but Rashad knew Colin. And Rashad was like, well, you know, he's looking for a place to stay, you know. So we, you know, okay, come on. You know, Rashad, everything is good. So Rashad, me, Craig, Carlos, Rashad, and Rachel were the only black kids in the school by that time. Everybody else had failed out. And Rashawn was about to graduate because he was the L3 when we were L2s. Now, Damon was still there because Damon was in his class. So, yeah, it was him and Damon. Yeah, so we were the only blacks in the whole law program. So when Rashawn vouched for him, I was like, okay, you know, it's good. Now, Colin's father is this big district attorney. Colin would go home once a month. Now, when I tell you, have y'all ever seen the show Snowfall? You know how the Latinos got the factory, then you open up the door and it's all these drugs in the back of the factory? Colin would literally pull up to the house. He would have a 60-gallon bag of marijuana. And I'm talking about like one of them Glad bags you would put leaves in. He had one of them every month he was going home to get. Now, this is the other thing. He didn't just have that. He had shrooms. He had acid. He had what they call that stuff? I don't know if Molly is the same thing as this, but they like to do it when they want to have sex. I forget what it's called. See, I don't do this kind of stuff, so I don't need to know the names of it. but I forget what it's called, but it's a pill that you pop. Ecstasy. Right. There you go. Ecstasy. He would have all this stuff. So now I got to tell you what happened one weekend while I was away. And then I come home to this. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. And this is where having money comes into the picture. True Hollywood story. Well, true law school story. I hadn't made it to Hollywood yet. This was true law school stories. Oh, man. We come back, I tell you this story. You're listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
Show heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
All right. So I was telling you guys, my roommate Colin would come back and he would have all these. He would have ecstasy and acid and ADHD medication and all this stuff. And then the big old bags that, you know, how you rake up your yard and you put the leaves in, he would come back with one of them full of marijuana. Now, and see, as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about the Kavanaugh situation. Because, see, young black people can't roll around with kind of with that kind of stuff. You know why? Because you're going to get rip, rip, rip. You're going to hear that in your future. They're going to search the car and you're going to be in jail. Colin just he driving across 3-4 different states to go get this now. He drives just no problem. Hey, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, just driving with no problem. All right. Now, I had went away because at the time when I was in school, I had become the head recruiter for diversity for the school. So I would be going on trips all across the country, and the school would be paying for it, but my job was to recruit other minorities to come to law school, try to help black kids get into law school. So I had went on a trip. I was in St. Louis, and I was supposed to be there from Thursday to Monday, but I had met my quota on that Thursday night. We had finals coming up that Monday for the first quarter or for the first semester. And so I was like, I'm going to go back early so I can get some studying in. Because at the time, you know, we didn't have the computer access that we got today, like on your phone and laptop and all that other stuff. So we had a computer lab on campus that, you know, was in the law library. And that's where, you know, I spent most of my time. And back then, the hot thing was Black Planet. Y'all remember Black Planet? Man, everybody used to be on Black Planet. That's just a sidebar. I'm just thinking about what was going on. That's when eBay first came out. I remember all this like it was yesterday. That's crazy. I can see myself in the computer lab as I'm talking right now. So I come back that Saturday night. Now, when I pull up to the house, right, it is literally 30 police cars outside our house. Literally. When I tell you that it was crazy. The news people was there. You know, I thought somebody had died or something. Uh-uh. Know what happened? They having a party. they have the weed outside burning it like it's like you would burn like paper or something. And, you know, the fire pit, because we had a fire pit in the back of the house. They put weed in the fire pit for people who could get a contact off the weed who didn't smoke weed. It's all over the neighborhood. I mean, just it's all just smoke up in the air, all up in the neighborhood, right? Man, look. I pull up, right? The cops say, "Who are you?" I said, "Oh, man, I got the wrong address. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong block." Then another cop's like, "Hey, man, you live here, don't you? You one of these law students too, right?" "Man, look, I've been out of town, player. I just got back. Here, look, here go my flight. Here go my suitcase." No. "You all right? You all right? Hold on. Right? Do you know the news media was there and all them cops was there? And once these boys start talking and who they are and where they were from, do you know it never made the news? Nobody got arrested. It was just put the fire out, put the weed out. Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this story. It was in that moment right there that changed my whole thought process about dealing with people for the rest of my life. Because in that moment, I realized you cannot deal with people who cannot say yes. Because in that moment, when all this was going down, you know what Brett did? Brett said, "Look, before you do anything, let me talk to your captain." Do you know they called the captain? After Brett got off the phone with the captain, this was all resolved. Instead of trying to negotiate with the cops right there on the scene, he calls the captain. He calls the captain of the force. He gets the cop to call the captain of the force. After he talked to the captain, they told us, "Put the weed out. Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good day." What's so funny is the next day, I was in the gym playing ball. I was playing some basketball in the gym. The cop that was there, that was a brother, because he's the one who was like, "Hey, I know you. You one of them law students." He came up to me. He said, "Man," he said, "I'm so glad you had that airline ticket in your suitcases with you." He said, "Because I swear to God, they would have been trying to put this on you." I said, "Oh, I already know, bro." He said, "But I had you." He said, "I had you. I know you weren't going. I wasn't going to let you get jammed up like that." I said, "Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Now don't get mad at me when I dunk on you in here today." He's like, "Bet. Check up. But that's real talk. Real talk. And in that moment, I realized you cannot talk to you. You can't. If you can't get to the person who can say yes, you're wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Because if you're trying to negotiate with people who really can't shut something on or shut something off, you're just really wasting your time. I mean, just really. All right, top of the hour. Get your lineups out. I'm going to go through these lineups. I'm going to give you the algorithm numbers first, because it's on data, and the more weeks we go, the stronger the data gets. But I'm going to give you some tips today based on the algorithm, but I'm going to give you three or four things I'm willing to bet my life is going to happen in fantasy football this week. So get your lineups for Thursday. We'll go over Thursday. Tomorrow I'll go over Sunday and Monday lineups. But get your lineup right now, thewbshow.com, so that you'll know what I'm talking about when we come back. All right, you listen to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.